Mourn, for they shall be comforted. So when people go, Lord, I don't know, I don't like my life no more. I'm messing it up. I need you to help me. And they're mourning. They're going to be comforted because God is alive to comfort them. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. They may be powerful, but they restrain themselves from doing others wrong. They're going to outlast the wicked. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now these are covenant curious. They want to know more about God and how the kingdom of God works. And their appetite for the world is gone. They want to do right. They want to learn his ways. And I've been at all these situations. I've been at all of them. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I was wrong. I did God wrong. God saved me anyway. And so now I understand that God is going to do good to anybody that trusts him. So I try to encourage people to focus on him and trust him. Now, this is the one I wanted to get to. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, here, when a person just want to do what's right because it's right, not for rewards, even though it's impossible not to get rewards, they're going to see God. They're the first to see what God is getting at. And they see the reasoning for everything God is saying. And they're fast to adapt. You know, I listened to Jesse Duplantis yesterday at the 2022 conference. That was live. He was saying it at that time. He said when he first read the scripture that the Lord created the heaven and the earth, he believed. Then he said, I took it at face value. Then when he got the part that he's made in God's image, he received it. He took it at face value. And he taught things about doubt. He said, doubt is unconscious atheism. And it keeps you at the center of your will. And I didn't have my notes to write it down. I wrote down things that he said. And I'm going to watch it again and write down the rest of it. I was just letting it flow in my heart. He said, doubt is a bad morale. It was good. Now, I told my wife, I said, he believes and he's quick to believe because he has a love for God. I said, he's quick to believe. And that's how we got to be. Some people try to analyze. It's good to be like the Bereans and check things out, but some things you can see and take at face value. And if you do, then God can proceed for teaching you more and more. So it's very important to be pure in heart. People that love the world can't do this. They got to break ties with the world. They got to break ties with the world. When that happens, when you finally get enough of the world and you don't want to test it no more, you don't want to try it no more, you're tired of it, and you know you're tired of it, and you soften your heart to the things of God, then you can start, you're at a point where you're broken, and you know you messed up, you become poor, though you're poor in spirit, you're going to gain heaven. And you're going to learn, you're more attracted to learning foundational things so you don't ever get back in that trap again. When I came out of the world, I said, I ain't going back in that mess again. For nobody, for no reason. I got out of the worldly bondage. I entered it because of the fun side. And I'm definitely not going to go back in it because of strife. Some people don't do the sexual sins and the fun stuff and thieves. They don't do that. But they'll get in strife and hold a grudge. You're in the world. That's of the world. Some people use witchcraft, not in the sense of sorcery, but they try to control people to do their will against their will. And you don't do people that way. When you're married, love your spouse. And to a wife, be a good wife. To a husband, be a good husband. Don't hold back against your spouse because they don't do what you want. That's what witches do. Don't be with you. Live. The word of God is sown in peace of them that make peace. If they did something wrong or not to your satisfaction, forgive them for it. Don't depend on them anymore for anything. You know, don't require things of people. If they love you, they love you. That's a bonus. If they don't, you love them anyway. That's how I learned to live. I learned that from the Lord. He said, you love them. I said, who gonna love me? He said, I love you. You love them. And that was enough. We're completing him. We don't need others, no way. And I'm not saying that just out of a grief or something. That's just how it is. You're loaded with God. You don't need people to love you back. You really don't. Think about it. You're loaded with God. You can enjoy the peace of God no matter what's going on around you. And I learned to do that. You're loaded with the Holy Spirit and all of his knowledge. And it can be yours for the asking. Knock, seek, and ask. You're loaded with God. Why do you need these people to prop you back up? You don't need props and crutches. The Lord taught me, don't break every crutch. You can have the best marriage in the world, but don't let that your good marriage be your crutch. Don't let the positive people around you be your crutch. Let them help you as much as they want to, but don't let them be your crutch. Always be ready to go do whatever it takes to get the job done, no matter what, how good and faithful your help is. You be ready to do it. If God puts you over something, you be ready to make sure everything, if you have to do it yourself. But let people do their job. And if they help you, that's a bonus. They're going to be rewarded for it. Encourage them to continue. But you don't use fear tactics and witchcraft to get people to do what you want. In God's house, this is how he did us. He loved us. It's up to us to love him back. He don't care. He loved us anyway. But he'll reward you if you put forth effort. But if you don't want to work, he loves you anyway. His love don't change. And that's how I learned to be. And that's why I don't ask people for things. If they want to help, I welcome it. If you want to give to this ministry, give. When I need something, I go to God. I'm going to do it whether people help me or not. And do I need money? Oh, yes. I work every day. And sometimes people help me. Sometimes they don't. But I never want to be the kind of person, I need you to do this or I can't do my ministry. No, I'm going to do my ministry. As long as I got breath, life, and strength in me, I'm going to do what God said to do. And if I lost my limbs, I believe God for my limbs. if I lost use of my limbs, I believe God for use of my limbs. I say, Lord, I'm not laying on this bed. I'm getting up. Jesus paid the cost. And my body's healed. That's what I will say. And I'll sit. If I couldn't move, if they put me in jail and threw away the key, I wouldn't stop working for the Lord. I'll pray in the Holy Ghost every day and believe God to work through others until my change comes. The question is, are you going to allow situations to stop you? Unsatisfactory type things. Are you going to let it make you quit? Are you going to bow down to Baal? Are you going to kick his... You kick the devil out your life. You kick him. You don't let him kick you. You're full of God. You're loaded with the Lord. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I love the Lord, my God and King. Now, you know, I thank God for the men and women of God who, not only the ones that's well known, but the unsung heroes as well. Behind every ministry I just named, there are so many unsung heroes. Now, people that see in the ministry working, some people know their names personally, but the masses out on the outer ranks of the ministry don't. But God is going to bless each and every one of them. They get the same reward as the prophet because they put in. God raised up people to put in the other's ministry. And now I'm going to be honest with you. God called me to be an apostle. He said I was a chief apostle to the church. I never heard of such before in my life, but I wrote down what he said. I said, okay. I said, now my life, I said, and this is my first thought. I said, my life already complicated. Now everybody going to hate me. And this is just what I thought. You know, it's not going to. And it was unique. It was kind of interesting. I'm going to tell you something. When God calls you to a ministry, you can't shake it. You can't change it. You know, other apostles I know, they tried to hide it. You can't hide it. It's in your conversation. You might as well receive it and keep moving. That's what I did. And I'm not the bravest person in the world. I had a vow on my life. A lot of things I did because I had a vow. I told God I'd obey him. And so when he gave me the hard things to do, I had to obey him. When he told me I was an apostle, I couldn't hide it. I had to do what he said do. At first, I was kind of reluctant. But I fell in love with the mission and the assignments that God gave. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be a sideline apostle. I want to do what you say. Now, what do I do? He gave me a newsletter. I did it. He didn't tell me to stop, but I did. And when I moved, I stopped doing it. Now, I regret that. I wish I had continued it, but I didn't. Can't go back and change it now. And I tried to do a newsletter in the neighborhood I'm at, but he didn't tell me to do it. It was just something he allowed me to do that. He didn't tell me to do that. But then he gave me an assignment, the radio broadcast. He told me to do that, and I did it. And, you know, the first newsletter I did, it could have been for a season. The Lord didn't bother me about it. You know, I'm just being honest. You know, what you wish, there's things you wish you did, and there's things you actually did. So I wish I had went before the Lord in prayer and sought him about what to do. But miracles happen. You know, along the course of your life, you might make a few mistakes. But it's not over yet. God didn't, you know, he trusted me with the radio broadcast and then the website broadcast. And Living Letter Ministries when I did the mailouts. And I put things on the website now. A lot of my mailouts came back because people moved. And, you know, when I get more help, I'll do more. But you do what you can. My life is full. I do everything God gives me to do. But with help, I can do more. So when people give, then you can do more. And then people will be blessed. So I invite people to give so that all that can happen. Now, principles don't change. They help us to grow. Everything of God, it starts out small and it gets bigger and bigger. And then it branches out greater and greater. And then when you get the right information to the right ears, people that love God, then it's going to inspire them, and the Holy Spirit is going to back them up and say even greater things that need to be said. But first, you got to get people connected to the head. You know, and everything, the work that God is already doing, when you listen to other anointed men and women of God, you know, even though you can go and hear them for yourself, you start where you can. You start where, if it's available, why are you going to waste the words of others? Humble people don't do that. Humble people hear. They don't care. How the size of the ministry. When they hear their father's voice, they thank God for it. And they thank the messenger for being a blessing. Because I promise you, every messenger, whether they're well known or not, in order for them to get the word to you, they won a lot of battles just to do that. When you go listen to a man at church or a woman at church and they preach a message, if you knew what happened before, the devil tried to stop them every which way he possibly could. And they broke through and gave that message that God gave them in hopes that people would pick it up and use it. Some people, see, you can't follow God with Satan's mind. Well, I can learn. I learned from God too. God gave me similar thoughts. Well, good for you. And that it happens that way. Sometimes I hear people preaching things, that thoughts that God gave me. That's confirmation. Whether God speak to you personally or through somebody else, the words connect you to the head. The words that Jesus taught connects you to the head. Without him, you can do nothing. The Holy Spirit connects you to the head. Now watch this one. Watch this one. Time. In order for you to be perfectly obedient, you have to be obedient on time. That's why I asked the Lord to help me be covenant appropriate. That way I can match time. I can say what I need to do at the right moment. Not the next day and not too soon. That's important too. Timing is very important. So our power, the way we relay the power of God, we yield to him and let him use us as a willing vessel. And we'll be covenant appropriate. You know, I can preach somebody else's message, and that happens to people. Some people preach another person's message word for word. That can be good. If God say do it, some people think God say all kind of stuff, but here's the problem with it. It's an anointed message, but the current audience may need something else. You can't be yielding to God. Now, sometimes when I'm ministering, I'm yielding to him, and then the thoughts come. That's why I deviate sometimes. The thoughts come. He put different thoughts in sequence, one after another. When he does that for me, I run with it. I deviate with him. That I ask him to help me be covenant appropriate. Sometimes he don't give me a linear thought, train of thought. If he do, I'll use it. If he give me a format, I'll use it. An outline, I use that. But sometimes he give me thoughts as I go. And he'll do you that way. So I just yielding to the Holy Spirit keeps you perfectly connected to Jesus, to the head. Jesus is the Father's will. So if you're connected to Jesus, guess what? You're connected to the Father. When he died on the cross, his blood connected us to the Father. We can receive the Holy Spirit and appreciate the things of God. Carnal men don't receive the things of the spiritual things, just like he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. A carnal man, even the children of anointed people, until they get saved and get rid of the worldly influence. And, you know, when they get in covenant with God, they start having a hunger for the things of God. That's a personal thing. Some people watch TV. Hey, I like that Little Mermaid thing. You know, that I love cartoons, and they love the magic, and they drift away, you know, with the wonders of television. Entertainment is made for entertainment. You got to stick with the principles. You know, I like TV too. I like movies and all that. The Lord, you know, I said, Lord, I like to watch these movies. He said, that's neither here nor there. I was asking him, I said, I don't want to do nothing to offend you. I like, you know, I might like this stuff, but to you it might be slop. Now I'm going to tell you something. A lot of movies that I watched, I saw principles that actually helped me out. Because it was a visual. Now, the Holiness Church, they frown on movies, sports, and coffee, and beer. And I personally don't drink. But not because I think it's scripturally wrong. It's because of what people that drink do. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be addicted to it. And I've seen so many families messed up because of booze. And then the people that drink beer, they get a big old belly. I don't want all that. I think and process stuff for myself. Some things I just don't do. But I'm not your Holy Ghost. You got to go to the Lord. And this is something that people had to learn. Some people, they put their views on others. I yield to the Holy Spirit and preach appropriate. I don't tell people you can't eat meat, pork, shrimp. Not the all that's done with, all that's over. That stuff don't make you righteous. The blood of Jesus is the only, that's the only way you'll ever be righteous. The blood of Jesus. All the goodness that I enjoy is because of him. It's not my righteousness. I can't brag on my, I just try to use the righteousness that God gave me. Again, I'm willing to be willing and obedient every day. I'm loaded with God. Whatever, when people bless me, thank God. I thank God. I thank them. I enjoy it. But if they mean or whatever, I ain't changing. I'm going to enjoy God too, just like I did the day when they was acting good. The foundation of things takes us forward. Abilities form in you when you receive principles. And one of the things that I receive from the Lord through the love of God is emotional stability, the ability to function positively and appropriately by the Holy Ghost without depending on others. And I can turn my emotions on and off like you change the channel on the television. Some things by the devil is designed to get you upset, but I refuse to get upset. I have joy in the midst of a storm, and I refuse to be dismayed. You know, I listen to ministers that's, you know, when Steve Quayle teach, he tell the people, it's very interesting, the things that's going on that the governments are doing, and it's a lot of darkness happening. They're building an underground train under every nation. And see, when they start the war, and when they're after Christians, they're going to have a lot of props and crutches to work against us. They're raising up armies to kill Christians already. You know, I know about these things, but I'm not afraid of them because God gave me power. The wicked will do wickedly, and they won't understand. You ever wonder why there will be earthquakes in diverse places? You know, God is going to interrupt the works of darkness. They might build an underground electrodynamic train that it floats on the track, like the one they made in Japan. They might do all this, but when they get ready to go after his people, God can, you know, an earthquake can happen. That may not be the reason why the earthquake, but I thought about it. I said, they said, you know, the word do say that you'll be caught in your own trap. The devices that they make against us is going to hurt them. See, when the Antichrist comes, I used to wonder how this is going to, years ago, I wonder how this going to play out. I just couldn't see the Antichrist coming, taking over people who have power over the devil. All right, if you got power over the devil, then you know how to use it and appropriate it, like I learned from Kenneth Hagin. And I know that it works. I couldn't see the Antichrist coming. And the Lord said, I'm, when it comes to the rapture, he said, I'm moving you out of my way. when he raptures us, he's coming to destroy. Jesus is coming to destroy the works of darkness systematically. And he's going to, all the prophets that the world kill, he's coming to avenge us and destroy and move the darkness out of his way. But first, he's going to move the church out the way so he can do what he's going to do. He's not moving us out of the way of the Antichrist. That's our job, to move the Antichrist out of our way. In other words, before the real Antichrist appears, everybody that loved the world, there are many Antichrists. We rebuke their works. When they want to fight us, we say something. And the Lord will give us what to say by authority. And they're nothing. They have no covenant with God. The witches, the warlocks, people, the Illuminati, all the people that's doing all this wickedness. I love them. I want to get them saved. I'm not concerned about how they hate me. And I'm not concerned about what they're doing and the weapons they're building. None of that concerns me. I see it for what it is, and I'll I'll operate appropriately, but my love won't change. And that's foundation. If you stick to the principles, you're safe. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. If you submit yourself, your lives, therefore, to God and resist the devil, he will flee from you. I don't care how big it is or small it is. It's got to go. Training. When you receive the training of the Lord, it always trumps the world. And remember, the world system don't work. But our system does. The kingdom of God works. Now, Jesus said that that people of this world are in their ways wiser in their kingdom than we are in ours. But he didn't say it'll stay that way. You fill your heart with the word of God, Christ will be formed in you. Principle by principle. Precept by precept. Here a little, there a little. Now watch this one. Today's technology, you can hear a lot and receive a lot. You can listen to a book of the Bible every day, all day. You don't have to wait and read a scripture here and a scripture. You can receive a lot in a day's time. And then just yield to the Holy Spirit. That's where we're powerful. Strengthen your business by the principles of God. Find a minister that's doing the will of God that God wants you to give to. Say, Lord, how much are we giving to that ministry? I want to consistently bless him. $10 a month, $20 a month. You know, one reason I didn't give, I wanted to give a lot, but you can give what you can. And that's what I'm going to start doing. Either by the month or by the quarter, I'm going to give more. I'm going to give what I can. When I can't give $100, I give something. And that's what a partner does. It all adds up. And I want the blessings of God on, and the blessings of God are on my life. But I want more, to do more. Principles. Covenant principles. God loves us, and his love is unlimited. When you yield to him, you become unlimited. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And when you receive his principles and appreciate it, you will see what you didn't see before. Whether you're a minister's child or a heathen's child, you will see and receive and understand and appreciate all the men and women of God. Your parents, like I did. I didn't know what a treasure they was until I got saved myself. I didn't feel what they felt. Now watch this. When I got saved, then I began to feel what they felt. I felt the peace of God and his joy. That's why they work those full-time jobs and travel an hour and a half away every weekend to preach at three churches. They'll preach one church one Sunday and two churches the next Sunday and drive all an hour and a half back home on Sunday evening and never complain. They had the joy of the Lord. I didn't feel what they felt. I used to want to hurry up and get home so I could watch Battlestar Galactica and movies like that on TV. As a kid, you think like a kid. But when I got saved, I saw the importance of ministry, of church, of loving people. Then when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I experienced the power of God and I wanted more. And then my relationship excelled. See, I've been in all those different stages. 6 months between the time I received the Holy Spirit and the time I between the time I got saved and received the Holy Spirit. I spent most of those first 6 months trying to clean up my tongue, trying to stop using profanity. But when I received the Holy Spirit, I entered into a new glory. And I saw what people that have the Holy Spirit experience. Then people who draw near and have a relationship, I saw what they experienced. People that learn to use faith and doubt not. I learned that. I went into that glory. Then authority. I learned that glory. Principles. Principle after principle. My life got it excelled. Then the relationship where God could talk to me and dialogue with me and explain things. I entered into that glory too. Then ministry itself. Now I can understand my dad and others. All the pioneers of faith. It's all good. When you have God's joy in you and his peace, just yield to him. You're going to learn many things for many reasons. Like I said, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And anointed people are our heroes.